John Jessop.
He's been on a marathon, but he's eventually got here. Yeah, my studio guest this afternoon, and it's welcome. A warm welcome. I don't know how we've missed each other for so many years, Ian Prowse. Welcome, mate.
We finally found each other, John. I know, so mate. That's the main thing, pal.
But in all those years, our paths have crossed, but we've never sat with said, hello, how are you? I'm Ian, and yours, John, are you?
I know. It's weird, isn't it? Because Obviously I've known who you are for years, and I've just gone...
And I've known who you are.
I've never done a show. What's going on?
I
started to take it personally, to be honest with you, John. So what's he got against me?
I know.
What's Ian McNabb been telling him that's not true?
Everything he says isn't true.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how are you, pal?
I'm good, yeah. I've just rushed here from the recording studio.
Okay.
We've been, since Sunday night, so 3-4 days we've been bang at it every day, working really hard on a brand new record.
Oh, right.
Which I couldn't do during the whole lockdown because I was too busy doing my Friday night.
I know, they've worked well, haven't they?
Yeah, which were amazing. But, it took me all week to put the show together for a Friday, you know, and to make me 9-year-old daughter learn a song.
Right.
You know? And my brain was always on that, so it wasn't on creative things. So I couldn't split my brain to do, you know, so I have 3 days of doing that and then a couple of days working on tunes. It just doesn't work like that. But as soon as those lockdown shows ended and everything started to lift, all of the music started to come out of me again, and so we're really getting stuck in now.
Okay, so obviously we're embargoed with this album. Is it a single or an album?
It's going to be a whole album, brand new album, the follow-up to 2019's Here I Lie record. If we're dead lucky, it might sneak out this year. The producer, Tony Kiley, seems to think we'll have it out this year, but he's much more optimistic about it than I am. So.
Yeah, as long as you don't bring it out, say, after the... I'm always dubious with bands. They bring it out after the third week in October and get lost in all the Christmas drops.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You better wait until, like, February, aren't you, and get it...
Well, the thing is, you put so much of your heart and soul into writing the songs and then recording them that you don't want it to just fall away.
No.
You know, you want it to have a chance out there.
And these are all brand new songs, Ian?
They're all, absolutely brand new. So, which is the most exciting thing about this job.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you feel about it?
Well, Tony Kiley, the producer, he every time we finish working on a track, he looks at me and he goes, "We've never done anything like this before," and he goes, "I think this might be our strongest work yet," because we just didn't want to do what we'd always done and copy ourselves.
Right. Okay.
So there's a whole host of songs on here, which you wouldn't necessarily expect us to try. You know, we're just going into different areas slightly.
Yeah. I mean, is this a totally new band, Ian, from Amsterdam or what?
There's all sorts of musicians playing.
I know there is, yes.
You know, so there's Amsterdam members playing on it. There's other musicians that we know playing on it.
Okay.
It's a huge pool of people who are really at the top of their game that we get to come and play on the songs. And they just, you know, sometimes you write a song and you're thinking, oh, I don't know where we're going to go with this. And then the Amsterdam members play on it and I go, oh, right. And they bring it out.
Right.
And it's a great honour to have them do that for me.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's lovely, lovely. It's been an amazing process.
Fantastic, yeah. Have you ever thought about writing an opera?
No. I don't think they let people from council houses in Ellesmereport write operas, do they?
Well, I tell you now, mate, I've had a couple of people on the phone yesterday saying, oh, Prowse's on tomorrow, another Ellesmereportite, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've lived just around the corner from here for the last 15 years, but my mum and dad still live in Little Sutton, where, you know, in the...
Well, I work in a pub called the Old Woodle 100.
Oh, right, yeah.
I do a soul night every Friday over there, you know?
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
and it's still open.
Oh, that's right.
I know a lot of people who go in there.
Yeah.
Because the Ellesmereport's, it's struggled for, a lot of the pubs have shut.
Yes.
You know, and it's like everywhere all over the country.
I know.
So when I go back, I'm kind of, you know.
You're mobbed?
Yeah. Well, thankfully the ones in Little Sutton are still open, so I'm okay.
Yeah. So what are you going to do for us today, mate? I know we're on a short string because I know you've got to go to Lippa as you dropped it. You dropped that in. I've got to go and pick my little one up. Who's in Lippa?
Well, she's funny, actually, because when she she would, when she was really first young and go in there,
yeah,
she came in one day and she goes, Dad, did you know that my school was made by Party McCartan? And I went, what'd you say, love? She goes, yeah, Party McCartan owned my school. She meant Paul McCartney, obviously. Yeah. She just couldn't pronounce his name. God bless her.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's not bothered.
No.
So she's like, even if McCartney came in, she'd go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what they're like?
Not as big as me dad.
No.
Sounds like a true story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I lived on North John Street for 15 years. And it's really weird because you're living in a village within a city.
Yeah.
So you get to...
And the...
You know everybody.
The bailiff's knocking on the door.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a true story, that.
No, yeah. 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 I've picked up on that one. Yeah.
Wasn't me, mate.
No, yeah, yeah. That's a bit of shaggy, that, wasn't it? Yeah. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me, yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you about that off
there. I know, okay, yeah. Liverpool. Absolutely, the one and only Ian Prowse. And, you know, we're just saying there, we've been in the business for so long, but we've never bumped into each other until now.
Yeah, now we're not going to leave each other alone.
Exactly, no.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, the bailiff.
The bailiff's in it.
He looked like you.
Hey, listen, everyone has to have a job, you know, when we're in lockdown.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, have you had a thunk?
I've had a thunk, and during the lockdown, when we did our Friday night shows,
yeah,
we did 38.
They were really great, weren't they?
We got a huge crowd every week,
yeah,
and we all felt like we were getting each other through the, you know, the whole experience.
Right.
And so it was really, I took it really seriously,
yeah,
you know, because I was getting such beautiful emails.
You being serious?
Yeah, for the first time ever. I was getting such beautiful emails of people saying, you know, people had a bad time,
yeah,
you know. And I realised that I had to do it every week so that we were all together in a community. And
yeah, yeah.
We all felt that spirit. So I took it very seriously. But after about the fifth Friday night of doing it, I was kind of thinking, what songs am I going to sing? And I had, when we first formed Amsterdam, we made an album called Attitudes, and we put it online on our website, and it sold about 200 copies and then was deleted.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because it was at the time when, you know, Napster came out.
Yes, yeah, oh, yeah.
And like, pop stars and X Factor.
Mm.
And we just couldn't get signed.
No.
We couldn't get arrested.
No.
But it was a good record. So we kind of got lost.
Yeah.
And
so what are you saying to me? You're going to do that now?
I'm going to do a song from it. But it was one of the songs that kind of has been one of our favourites.
Yeah.
But it was off that album, but we've just made it available for the first time properly.
Fantastic.
So it's if you...
And what we were saying quickly off air, is the Elvis thing yes or no?
Well...
I know you were halfway through.
Yeah. Well, we got through 10 of the 13 shows.
Yes.
Supporting him. And I've no idea what's going to happen next.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we'd absolutely love to do it, but, yeah, you know, it's totally up to Elvis.
And he's gone out with his real name, hasn't he, this, with you that time? It's Declan McManus
here.
Yeah.
You know what? He's been so generous to
me down
the years.
And an
inspiration as well.
Fabulous.
So, you know, and he's incredibly funny, and he's great company. You know, all we do is talk about football, politics and music. You know, what else is there?
Well, it's better than sex and drugs and rock and roll, isn't it?
No comment.
You know.
Thank you.
I tell you what, it stands the test of time, that song, doesn't it?
It's done,
you know,
well for
it's
me.
Done well, it's brilliant, you know, from the Amsterdam days.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's done well for me.
Tell me before I'm going to get one song out of you before you disappear.
Okay, yeah.
What's the new album called?
Oh, I haven't got a title yet. We were talking about that this
You're
morning.
Keeping that embargo from me again.
You'll be first to know, John. Well, after Roy, obviously.
Can I just say a big thanks to Claire there? She's videoed all of that for us. And
thanks, Claire.
You know, yeah, brilliant. But you've got the strings.
Yeah, we've got the horns section,
yeah,
strings, flutes, accordions. We were doing a song inspired by Argentinian tango yesterday.
Get away.
Honest to God, yeah, I would never have thought I'd do that.
And where did that come from?
God knows. I must have eaten cheese before I wrote bedtime.
You get your breath. I'm going to take a little break and then have a thunk what we're going to end with. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Right, no, this problem. Is Liverpool Live with Ian Prowse. Fantastic. Ian Prowse with us. He's going to disappear very, very soon. But the work's starting to come in now for the entertainers, Ian, because it's hit everybody, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's starting to open up again. I've got a gig, my opening show of the tour in Sunderland in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, and then I'll be going right through all over the UK till we finish here in Liverpool with our big annual knees up.
Where's this, mate?
The O2 Academy, in the main room at the O2 Academy.
Okay.
And it's we have a 15-piece band every
really?
Year. Yeah, yeah. And it's our 8th year of doing it.
Okay, what's the date?
December the 11th.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I know tickets are flying out because I'm doing two shows at the Phil in the summer and they sold out. So this will be the only chance to catch us this year.
Right.
In the Merseyside.
What's the capacity up in the, you know, it's a big room though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's about 1,900.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be Ram this year.
Right. Yeah. And tickets going well?
They're flying out.
Wow.
I think, as I said, people just want a knees up. You
yes,
know,
they do.
And we will be the band to provide that.
Absolutely. Ian, I really appreciate you coming over, breaking up, from your recording studio.
No, it's all good, John.
Next time you come over, bring the band, because, as I say, we're going to have that play area as you walk through with all the tables. They're all going to be disappearing.
It's got Amsterdam written all over it.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has.
Yeah, and it could get messy.
I think it will.
Ian, it's been an absolute privilege to have you in here, mate. And,
great to finally become your best mate.
And to be your best mate, yeah. Wish you well with the album.
Okay.
And when you're around, pass the old one in for us.
Okay.
Because I'll certainly spend it of an afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah. I know you call it an old chestnut, but my goodness me, it's what you recognise for, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I'm very proud of it. So
yeah, it's your anthem, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You know,
it really is, yeah.
You know, I mean, I've just had one of my mates over there, one of the lads who's seen you many, many times before, lives in Great Sutton.
Great Sutton.
And he just says, his name's Jimmy McNally.
Okay.
And he just said, we've been going since the 26th of July. So 26th of July this year is our first birthday party. And, boss, it's his birthday as well.
Okay.
So, and he just said, because when he found out you were in, he said, can't wait to hear Ian, you know, typical Ellesmere Portite.
So,
and now he's just written in now saying, without a shadow of a doubt, John, Ian is the best live act you've ever had since you started.
Oh, well.
Hey, no pressure, mate.
I owe that man a pint.
You owe that man a pint?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a gang of them, Paul Kappa, Gary Murphy, waiting to duff you up outside, you know?
Well, thankfully, they're all friends, so maybe I can buy them off.
Yeah, so that's Jimmy Mack and my mate Mike Bell, who actually runs the Old Whittle 100. Okay. He's just texted me in and said, great song, that last one.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Well, maybe I'll get a free pint off him when I go.
Well, you might get a free pint off him. You might even get a gig off them.
Ah, you never know. You never know. I haven't played in the port for a very, very long time. So,
when you go out to the pubs, Ian, what sort of repertoire do you do?
I don't really play pubs. You know, I kind of just do tours around the UK. But when I go back to Ellesmere Port, it's all of my closest and oldest friends are still there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously they love me. But the other half of them don't like me because I'm like, I got out the bucket. I'm the crab that got out the bucket.
that's quite sad that though, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
mate.
It's all good fun, though.
But I mean, you must carry your guitar with you going into Ellesmere Port and say, come on, Ian, what are you going to do for us? You know.
Well, you know, I did a long stint busking before I got my first record deal. So I'll play anywhere, me.
Wow.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I'm just, there's another one coming in here saying, my goodness me, what an unbelievable act that was. Who is he? Where's he from? And how can I listen to him? You answer that for me.
We're just, my name's Ian Prowse and I'm on every streaming. I am incredibly easy to listen to for free. I think I saw the other day that Does This Train Stop on Merseyside had 100,000 listens to on Spotify now.
Yeah.
For which I've managed to buy myself a toffee crisp.
Well done, mate. Yeah, you know, yeah. I was interviewing, you have to give him his proper name now, yeah. Michael McGeer McCartney.
Oh, okay.
You know,
right.
And he was very proud when I interviewed him, you know, and he said, don't let it be said, John, but Lily bought my house.
Fair enough.
You know.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, so, you know, this train doesn't stop on Merseyside, I bought you a toffee crisp.
Yeah.
Lily the Pink bought his house.
I wanted a Mars bar then.
Listen, mate, I know you've got to disappear and go and get your little one, but I appreciate you coming over.
Anytime,
yeah,
John.
Anytime, because it's been far, far, well, it's been never.
Yeah.
And, but now, yes.
We'll make up for it.
Yeah, you know where we are now, mate.
Absolutely.
And the door's always open to you.
Fantastic.
Are you still doing the Friday night things?
No. I'm doing one to finish. I'm going back to Little Sutton, and we're doing one from my mum's house a week on Friday.
Oh, right.
Just to round it all off before the pubs open on in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the 17th.
Yeah, and it'll be live on Facebook. You don't have to buy a ticket for it.
Ian, I wish you well. I wish the album absolutely superb, and that massive gig on the 11th of December.
Yeah.
You better get your tickets quick because they're flying out.
I'm telling you.
Yes. Ian, fantastic, mate. Thank you.
See you later.
The one and only Ian Prowse, and it's been an absolute pleasure having him in here.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.